That's all right. Don't tell me nothing. It don't matter. It's gonna be. Let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost gonna reveal everything to you.
Yes,
and you, I know what I'm talking about. I've been serving the Lord a long time, and you can't. I know a lot of stuff. I just don't say nothing. But with this, I had to say something because God told me to tell it.
Amen.
And if God told me to say it, who is man?
Hey, all right.
All right then. 16 chapter. I'm going to hide this from that woman. 16 chapter, 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say I am the Son of Man?" 14 says, "They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Ain't that something? 15 says, "He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church." Oh, y'all know it. You may be seen. Yes, they always do the gospel. Pastor Sykes from Baton Rouge said, "Man, the gospel got to be preached. We can't be worried about what's on no trunk about this, that, and other. We got to go and preach the gospel, man.
That's right.
And let his will be done. We're going to get through this. We got through that 99. Remember that time? Come on. Oh, in 1999, the world might shut down. All those crazy stuff. And here we scared to death. That's what the devil tried to do. Put fear up in you. But he a lie. He ain't gonna put no fear up in me.
Right.
I ain't scared.
Right. You say it.
Walk the streets of New Orleans, I know I ain't scared of that. Nuh-uh. You crazy? Jesus is the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And I want to talk about nothing. The gates of hell should not prevail. That's what I'm going to talk about. The gates of hell should not prevail. Whatever you're going through this moment, the gates of hell should not prevail. You got a pastor God sent to you all. And let's not get it twisted. When my wife, daddy, was sick unto death, sometimes you have to bring back to your remembrance. Because it ain't about the money. No, no, no. You had a church in out of Port Arthur, Texas, drove all the way here. And had a check out, say, write it, make it plain. Because we hear you on the radio. Don't get it twisted. But God said, come here.
Amen.
And I'm going to obey God. Because when you obey God, God know how to put a ram in the bush every time. We got to get it right. Don't get it twisted. But I just want to let you know this morning that if you keep your hand in God's unchanging hand, he'll see you through whatever you're going through. You can be sick with whatever you got. I don't know a doctor like Dr. Jesus. I don't know a doctor like him. Because I remember when I was sick and ready to go on home, I told the Lord on the porch that day, I said, "Lord, I'm too sick, I ain't never been away. But because I preached the word to them demons, they attacked my body." And the Lord whispered to me and said, "I'm not ready for you."
That's
been 3 years ago. And I'm still running for the Lord. And he ain't failed me yet. I never seen the righteous forsaken. I'm just going to tell it like it is. What you see is what you get, New Jerusalem. The churches should be full today. Ain't worried about what no down there. That don't say no 250. Now, Las Vegas ain't down there closed, is it? Well, what about the church? Something wrong with that picture. You telling everybody 250 people. Well, what about Vegas? They got thousands of people down there. Yeah. And that's what Jesus does. He wakes us up. And he lets us not be in the blind of nothing. When you in the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to be blind of nothing. Don't nothing come up with me that I don't know about.
Yes, sir.
From the law, from downtown to law enforcement, all the way to the church house. I know a lot of stuff. Why? Because the Holy Ghost revealed it to me. You ain't got to reveal it to me. All I got to do is get down on my knees and say, Lord, you remember you came to me? I wasn't bothering you because I was selling crack. You came to me and said, will you preach my word? You didn't tell me to be no deacon or no. He said, will you preach my word? That's exactly what God said 29 years ago. I remember that yesterday. And I've been running ever since. It ain't been no holler easy, but I got too much time now. I ain't got enough time in front of me as I used to have. None of us in here. We got a lot of time to handle it. Because all of us in here got a date with the devil. If the Lord don't come back, all of us in here got to meet that point one way or another. You can say what you want to say, but all of us in here got to meet that day. And I don't want to say, Eugene, I gave you much, but I did not know you. I don't want to say that. That man did something else. God is not to be played with.
Yes, sir.
God is to be played with, y'all. These fools are going to be full in here today.
Amen.
Praying for this country.
Amen.
Praying. Eric, I ain't got it anyway. He'll be rushing it. They ain't got it. And yet we just up like, just running like a chicken with your head cut off. Slow down some. Like that Lucian say, slow down.
All right.
I can't catch this beat. Jesus here. Huh? Coast of Cecilia, Philippi. And Philippi was in Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a large city.
Yeah.
And that city had a lot of things to offer. Just like New Orleans had a lot of things to offer. But one thing I know about Jesus, wherever he goes, he shows up and shows out. Whatever he do in your life, you're going to remember it to the day you leave this world. I remember how he called me. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget how he put food on my table. I never forget how he been a lawyer for me in a courtroom when I needed him there. See, all the other lawyers might start in there, all right, but they crooked. They want your money. I heard Mike start talking, well, if you ain't got $100,000, I won't take that drug test. And you got to tell him, yeah, I done it. You know, it's lying. My God ain't no lying. God is the truth. God is holy all the time. He said six things out here, and seven is abomination, and one is a lying tongue.
Yes, sir.
I don't like no lying.
Yeah.
I know a lawyer that stick closer than a brother. I know a lawyer that will bring your child out of jail and you just wait on him because he said, we can do it for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Yeah, you're going to weep sometime. Yeah, you're going to cry sometime. You gonna have some hard days sometimes. Because God didn't promise us that it's gonna be a bed of roses anyway. He said, if any man come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me daily. My cross get heavy sometime, heavy. Don't your cross get heavy every now and then? Because when it get heavy, I know how to say the blood of Jesus which cleanses me. It will never lose its power. I know about the blood of Jesus that washes me, and I know that the blood of Jesus will keep. It'll keep you. If you just call on his name. And say, Lord, I know that this country is in an uproar because our leader is not godly. Our leader is full of the devil and everything else. But I'm turning my face to you because I know that you know all things before it even happened. I know that you will see me through what I'm going through. I know that you say that I'll be a bridge over troubled water. I'll be a bright and morning star. I'll be whatever you want me to be in a time of trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
B. Fields came and saw me the other day. You preaching the citywide for Colfax. I couldn't go because I came in every day and started praying for you all.
Amen.
And the only thing I went one day and talked to Philip Till. I said, come here, let me pray with you. It don't matter about no title. all these prestigious folks, the tables were $250 for a table. You know, I didn't have that kind of money. And if I did, I won't get that kind of money up to that. I'll give it to God. But anyway, I'm trying to tell you something. I never thought that God would put me in places where I am today. Coach Smith said, I didn't know that you run with them kind of boys. I said, don't you know Jesus, Coach?
Hey, hey.
But,
Tell
me every night, am I lying?
Tell
it, really. A little boy out of Sonya Courts. They say, can any good thing come out of Sonya? Yes, it can. Can any good thing come from down on there? Yes, it can. Can anything come out of the table?
Yes.
If God is on your side, if you invite God in your life and say, Lord, I'm inviting you to take over my life.
Yes.
Because I tried to do it my way and I failed my way. See, I can't do it like you do it, because I heard Lee Field always say, can't nobody do it like the Lord.
Nobody.
Not even my wife should know what that can do.
Yeah.
She get married with me sometimes.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I'll be a friend to the friend.
All right.
Be a mother to the motherless and a father to the father. Ain't God all right? You know he all right. I heard it say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I pray. I don't know what's on tomorrow, baby. But I do know one thing. He holds tomorrow in his hand. Not Donald Trump. Not Joe Biden. Not Barry Sanders. The Lord holds the key in his hand. And my life and your life is in his hand. Worry about no Donald Trump. Trump down to nobody else. This man don't care about us. I know a man that care about us. His name is Jesus. I know a man that will put food on your table when you don't know where it's coming from. I know a man that will pay your bill when you don't even know how to pay your bill. I know a man that will put a door where there ain't no door. I know a man that will write a check, make the enemy write you a check and say, I don't know why. He walked into the coast of Caesarea Philippi.
All right.
And he asked him a question in 14. He's 13. He said, do men say the Son of Man?
Yes, sir.
Who you say he is? Because if you that limitation, everywhere I went, they say, when it is me, I see people and I told them, you better put the blood of Jesus on you. Because the way this world going, if you ain't, the devil will make you lose your mind. The devil, how you so scared you won't come out the house?
What
I look like talking about? I'm God saying I'm scared to come out the house. I'm creeping out behind the door like I'm out of smoke some crack cocaine. Yeah, man, you crazy. What I look like?
Yeah,
like I don't smoke two rocks. You know how them rocks that you creep behind the door. Don't let them see this here. Oh, no.
Get him the piece on the floor.
I ain't work like that. Not when I serve the Lord. I'm just talking about making a point. Let me tell you something. You laughing, but I'm telling you the truth. If you got God on your side, you walking in faith. Let Paul once say, you be praying for me, and I'll be praying for you. And watch God. Prayer is the key.
Amen.
I pray five times every day. And I fast on Saturday. Every Saturday. Nobody don't want to fast. Let me tell you something now. Because every fast ain't the same.
That's right.
Man, them fast is something else. Ooh, Lord. Sometimes my heart gets to jump and I say, Lord, come on now, where you at now? Don't let me have to go and break the fast on time.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to tell you something. That old devil don't mean you owe me no good. You keep playing with that devil have you in the hospital, and you don't know how you got there. Yeah, you will. I ain't studying him. He don't mean you no good, New Jerusalem. But God said, I'll give you life and have it more abundantly. The devil come but what to steal, kill. He love mess. He love to have you all worried and dysfunction and all. He'll lie today because I know that I know a man that kicked the doors of hell in and said, I got all power in my hands. So I know that whatever he's throwing me, God got it anyway, whether it's this way or that way. I know that the Lord got all power over this life. And I ain't shucking and jiving. Because it's too much going on now with that old devil. And he ain't playing. Every time you look around, somebody got killed. Somebody died. That lets you know that, hey, sooner or later, I'm going to have to go that way one day or another. I'm not ready to go. But sooner or later, I got sense enough to know that. So I got to get my business fixed right here. We got to get our business fixed, church. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. That's why I did what I did and told that. Because ain't no sister holding it.
Amen.
I hope she don't go nowhere, but I'm just saying, for none of us are exempt from tomorrow. We ain't promised tomorrow. We ain't promised to see. Give a person their flowers while they can smell it.
Amen.
Amen. I believe in doing what's right. It don't matter what you say about me, because I know how to treat you. They may not treat me like I treat them, but I know how to treat you. That's the love and compassion. I ain't got to go to no Yale University to understand that. I know that myself when I read this Bible, that I got to love you in spite of. Whatever you do to me, I still got to show the love of Christ. God will fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, let the tares and the wheat grow up together and I'll do it separate.
Amen.
Y'all remember that song? I want to be at the... Yeah. I can't sing it now. The choir is
singing.
Yeah, there ain't no singing.
You just did.
Well, I told him, leave me there.
Keep it on.
Stop that. I ain't gonna make myself look like a fool on the video. Yeah. Them people turn me off. Look what it say. Look what it say. Back to the church. It say, but you say, whom?
Do men.
Say ye I am. 15 seconds. But 16 say, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ,
yes,
the Son of the living God. And I'm trying to help y'all to see this right here with the Holy Ghost in. Because Jesus said, blessed are thou, Simon by John, because special blood that revealed this to you. See, let me tell you something. A lot of stuff I see, you ain't going to see. You know what? Because I am anointed of God. And God will show his people, his children. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. I know I've been chosen. I didn't ask for this. But because he chose me, I'm glad today that he gave me brand new life. God will give you brand new life. If you just move some, you can't do it yourself. Say, Lord, move some of these obstacles out of my way. So I can have a little time to worship. Move some of these things out of my way. The telephone at 1 o'clock in the day. Move the young and the restless out of my way so I can have a little time to just praise you and thank you for what you have done. I ain't want what I want to be, and I ain't accept, but I'm just going to be content because I know that you will sooner or later move me a little bit further in your. You got to talk to God. You got to tell him. Say, Lord, it gets heavy sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Lord, my bills, my check ain't with my bills. My bills are with my check. But I used to hear mama say, just a little money from the Lord carries a whole lot of weight. I didn't understand that as a young at one time, but now I understand it. You might not have at all what you want to have, but if you promise to give God a tenth of what you got, God will make provision. God will make a way out of no God. I pay my tithe.
Yes.
I pay my tithe. This morning I called Hughes next. I'm just testifying the goodness of the Lord.
All right.
After I got on the phone with Pastor Sykes and Baton Rouge, DJ, the Bronze, I said, maybe even DJ didn't start texting. What I'm trying to say, if you keep on serving the Lord and teaching the people that don't know Christ and inviting Christ into their life, sooner or later, you're going to get them to move a little further, closer to y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for no shucking and jiving. I can't get no four services a day. They got clocks down the street. They got River Bacon today. They got Park over here. And they got New Testament over here. I can't get all of them because I ain't Jesus. I'm just going to pray and ask the Lord wherever you want me to go and leave the rest alone, because that's what's wrong with us now. We want to be here, 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 and just be where God wants you to be. Can you be up?
Right.
Where my child at? Thank you. Let's look in the church. Look in the church. Unless I hold you, I'm finna get on close out. It say, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Jesus is telling Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to be a my church. And you see, upon this rock, Eugene Stevens, the 29 years I've been running for the Lord, he's still building his church upon me. He knew it began. No. But I got to keep myself in his presence. See, when you get in God's presence, things start to happen in your life that you wouldn't least expect it to happen. You may be sick or whatever. The doctor will go back and say, I see another report that it's not there no more. If you got cancer, God is bigger than cancer. If you got AIDS, God is bigger than AIDS. If you got sugar diabetes, God is bigger than sugar. Hello, somebody. God is bigger than all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
He made it anyway. And you know how to take it away from him. If it's in his will. And sometimes we got to take 2 + 2 and understand ourselves. That's why you made doctors. We got to go to the doctor sometime and check on ourselves. Anything, somebody. Don't be ignorant. But while you're doing that, say, Lord, if you work through the medicine, I need you to work through the medicine. If you're working through the man, the doctor, the doctor. But Lord, I'm going to depend on you because you say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Me not. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Acknowledge me. Now he's going to direct your path. I don't know about you today, but I've learned they're shutting this down and shutting that down. Keep on shutting those down. I'm going to keep on praising. That's going to make me get closer to the Lord. I'm already closer. That's going to make me come to the table on my bended knees. I told you, Jesus, I said, yeah, you need a towel. I don't need no towel. I get on concrete floor because I've been on my knees so much. It don't even bother me. Now, God will tighten my knees up because that's where I need to be every day anyway. On my knees, praying, saying, Lord, have mercy. On this Central Louisiana. Don't you know the frequent prayers can pray of a righteous man avail as much?
Right.
Don't you know it got some praying people in Alexander? Because I got some crooked people, got some praying people here. And God ain't even let it come here. And let me tell you something. God gonna see us through this. He seen it through it. He seen us through the other foolish thing, didn't he? Well, what?
He will.
I said, Lord, I'm going down Broke Street again. We done been down there. Yeah. We done been down there one time. We going back again, Lord. And Lord said, I'm with you. Even though I'm going down Broke Street, long as God is with me, I'm all right. No matter what the devil throw at me, I'm going to be all right. I know one thing. If you got God down on the inside here, you're not going to look at the situation. You're going to look at the problem solver who can deliver you out of the situation. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living.
Yes, sir.
Let's not hold you too long. The Bible said that after he told Peter, I'm going to build my church in the gates of hell. When you go through the stores today or tomorrow, if the Lord's will, you say the gates of hell shall not prevail against this. This too shall pass. Like Reverend Danny Cleveland say, this too shall pass. It's going to have something after we get through with this thing. Guess what? Something else going to come. Because long as we're living on this side, he said this word, these things have I spoken in, that in me you might have peace. But the world, you're going to have trials.
Tribulation.
You will have tribulation.
Yeah.
And then he says the conjunction is there. He said, Miss Pat, be of good cheer. Because I've overcome. And we're going to overcome this thing here, whatever they got going on. What? Because, you know what? Because long as you got your hand in God's unchanging hand, long as you're talking to him, he's not going to let nothing happen to you. I believe that. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what the word said. And I'm standing on the promises of God this morning. You need to be standing on the promises of God. Say, Lord, I'm standing in the need because I'm believing that you will see us through. You will see these children back to school. You will see people. people back to work like a you. No weapon formed against me. I sent that out this morning. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It'll form, but it ain't gonna prosper. Because what's why? The Prince of Peace, the author and the finisher of my faith and your faith. Why we look on to Jesus this morning. Jesus is a friend to the friend. Jesus is a mother to the mothers. How do I know? Because in 1993, May the 13th, the Lord called my mama on. I tried to cry, but God had to dry all my tears up. And I said, Lord, you done took my only friend from me. But a few days after that, he spoke to me and said, I'm a friend to the friend. When I went to see mama in a casket with chains on my hands, I seen the other day when one of the reverends shook his head and said, I can't believe that you work with the police. I said, why is that? He said, because you sold drugs. I said, but do you know who he is? He sits high and look low. Ain't God hard? Ain't God hard? The God I'm talking about is the God of the universe. He's a lawyer in a sick room, doctor in a courtroom, and doctor wherever you need him to be. But I want to tell you about the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. As the Bible goes on to say that, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Ain't God all right? That lets me know that some things, Peter, that you won't see, others won't see. I was trying to tell you, New Jerusalem, this morning that whatever God tells me to do, whether you get mad at me or not, is all right. I'm just trying to obey what the Lord tells me to do. And when I obey what the Lord tells me to do, I ain't worried about nothing else. Because he'll move. I say he'll move in miraculous ways that you and I can't even imagine. I'm talking about a God that dries up the River Jordan. A God that dries up the Red Sea. A God that made a donkey talk. A God that took the heat out the fire. A God that told Daniel when they put him in the lion's den. He made the lion's den down in Hebron.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven, lift up my heart.